Even though it didn't take forever, what seemed like it took forever. 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. So, here about 5 years ago, so half my life ago, I had stolen an RV.
How long ago did you say you cut out?
Sorry, what?
How long ago was this? You kind of cut out when you said how long ago it was.
25 years ago.
25 years, okay. Just trying to make sure you're kind of in the clear.
Yeah. No, this is all in the past. Okay, anyway, 25 years ago, I stole an RV. I had beer in the cooler or in the refrigerator. I was not sober at the time I was driving. But my beer had emptied, so I threw it out the window. Went back to the refrigerator to grab another one. The road curved. I didn't have autopilot, so it did not.
So you wait. You're driving the RV down the road that you stole. You run out of beer. Sir. You throw the can out the window. First of all, you stole the RV. Now you're littering. Now
you're
walk
beer.
Back to the refrigerator while the RV is moving to grab another beer and then to walk back up and grab the wheel again. Am I understanding this correct?
You are understanding this correct. I was not a smart man.
Okay. Wait a minute.
I like the style points.
There's not smart, and then there is, I'm in a moving vehicle, but I'm physically going to walk and go get a beer while it's still driving.
Now, when you got back to the seats, was the RV still in the lane?
I never made it back to the seat.
So you said the road curved, and I'm guessing, what, this thing flipped over, crashed?
Oh, yeah, 2.5 times. Probably took about seconds, but it felt like it took an hour and a half with my head bouncing all over the place and my body.
So what is your next move now? Because now there's a wrecked RV that you're drinking in and that you've stolen. Do you have to wait or do you climb out of that thing and disappear?
I climbed out of the thing, broke into a church, and then taped my nose back up because it was ripped in half. It still is.
All right. And did you manage to get out of there for the most part without being caught?
I never got caught. But later in my life, I had to own up to it.
Why did you have to own up to it?
Because I became a law-abiding citizen of the state of Washington, Mason County.
But well, wait, so did the they know? Did they know that you had
not
some connection? So why would you fess up if you're busted for something, right? So I don't know, I get busted for drugs. I wouldn't say, hey, also, I stole an RV that I crashed a couple years ago and then broke into a church to tape my nose. I mean, I would just keep that to myself.
Because some kid at the church saw me in there.
All right.
He came into the bathroom while I was fixing myself up, and I always felt guilty about it.
Well, so how does anybody know? You know, how did this come back around?
It comes back around because that's the way the world works, because it's a small community of Mason County.
All right, so you've been telling people about it.
No. Hell no. Not until recently.
Well, how did they? What was it? Just guilt that made you fess up to all of this?
Yeah, I got clean. Not necessarily sober, but I got clean off everything else.
Okay.
Then it's time to.
So it's part of the process.
Right your wrongs.
Okay. All right. I got you. I can respect that. But again, you stole an RV. I just want to make sure I have all of this right.
This
you stole
great.
The RV.
This is great.
And while you're driving your RV, you're drinking a beer. You run out of the beer. You throw the beer can out the window. But you want another beer, so instead of pulling over something, you just keep letting it drive, walk to the refrigerator, the road curves as roads are wont to do, the RV then flips over 2.5 times, you get the hell out of there, break into a church, tape your nose up, and go on about your business.
Do you look like Cousin Eddie?
Yep. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Okay.
Wow, that's
that sounds like right out of vacation.
Yeah, it does.
You know, he's just drinking a beer, driving the RV, throws it out, maybe takes the dog and puts it in the driver's seat, walks back, gets a beer, cracks it, takes his time, takes a sip.
I just assumed that someone else was driving when he said, I ran out of beer, so I grabbed another one. Then he said the road curved, and I'm like, oh my God, this dude was at the wheel.
Just put the cruise control on.
Good Lord, man. I like that he admits it.
Yeah,
I'd probably keep that one a little closer to the vest. Not because I committed crime, but because everything about that was stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yep. Officials are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of over 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders. The gondola lift at Winter Park Resort, which is near Denver, just stopped when it detected the crack in a structural piece of the lift about noon on Saturday. Spokespeople said that the people riding in the gondolas were lowered down by ropes over the course of 5 hours.
Oh.
No injuries were reported during the rescues, which came at the start of the busy holiday season. They entered the cabin of each gondola from above and lowered people one at a time, all their equipment to the ground, before using a rope equipped with a seat.
How high up was this?
174 people in multiple gondolas were stuck. Again, 5 hours. At least they were in a gondola and not sitting on a chair.
Sure.
On a ski lift. But still, when you're sitting in that thing, dangling, hanging,
you're not any more comfortable.
In bad weather, and it takes 5 hours, then you get lowered down after all that.
I'd almost be more comfortable on the seat because I weigh less than a gondola. You know, because I don't know what the problem is. But echoing that, can't believe I have anything similar to that guy that just called. But as far as a vehicle flipping over, that much I can relate to. We did that thing up at Monroe Motor Speedway, whatever.
Evergreen Motor
Speedway. Evergreen, right. So Ted clips me, whatever. No big deal. The car flips. But from the inside, so the story I hear from the people that witnessed it, it was you smacked into the wall, the car flipped over 7.5 times. Quite proud of that, by the way. And like it was just done. What I remember is, OS, I'm going to hit this wall. That actually happened very quickly. Time did not slow down for that. Like I remember hitting the wall. But when the car went up in the air, I thought it only flipped over 1.5 time, like just to land on the roof. I didn't realize I was like flipping.
Yeah.
You're just looking out the window. And I so clearly remember all the thoughts that went through my head, how crazy I thought the situation was. Part of me just saying, I can't believe this, but you have time to think all of this, in spite of the fact this happens lightning quick. But your perspective, and anyone that's been in a crash that remembers it, you know this. Like, it slows down. You have all these thoughts. And then I remember the car landing upside down and me thinking, oh my God, this is going to hurt so bad. Because I'm just picturing like my head smashing into the roof. It didn't. Those safety harnesses and those race cars, they are for real. Absolutely wear them. And then I remember watching the windshield explode in toward me. But when I saw the windshield explode, it was kind of like the Matrix slow motion. Like I felt like you could see every individual shard kind of blow by. And then it got real quiet. The car stopped moving. And upside down, I'm just like, yes! My hand, cause, like, yes. I'm not hurt. I am not dead. Because seriously, I'm like, am I going to die? Yeah. How bad is this going to? Am I actually upside down?
Of course, I run over there, you know, and I'm like, Jesus, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, Rubin's racing. And I'm like,
he maintains
that. That's the movies.
Right.
I mean, I know they do it in NASCAR, but they're professional.
They are professional drivers.
Professional drivers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jesus. Whiz.
And your
he's like, no, Rubin's racing. I'm like, dude, they threw the yellow flag out on you immediately.
Right.
But also your perspective changes,
and a red
right?
flag. So like, get him out of here.
I'm hanging upside down, and, you know, when you're upset, there's just nothing you can do. You're just stamped in this seat. And I hear some guys kind of yelling, and then I hear all these footsteps and realize, oh, it's the fire department, right? Yeah. They're EMTs on site kind of thing. And they immediately, they dive down, they're on their belly, and they're all, you know, looking through the windows. Are you okay? I'm like, bro, I can't explain it. I'm fine. I'm on a big adrenaline rush. I admit that. But, like, I am cool. Everything's good. So they said, look, you got to unbuckle from the seat. Well, keep in mind, the pile of glass is directly under me. And I'm like, guys, that's really going to hurt, man. I'm landing a broken glass. I said, there's nothing else you can do, man. Unbuckle. You drop maybe 6 inches total. And still, I remember the sound just like,
yeah.
It hurt like a bitch. I think most of my injuries were the glass that fell into me. And then they pull me out, and the guy said, are you okay? And I said, man, I can't explain it. Maybe I'll feel it tomorrow, but, like, honest to God, I'm fine. So he said, look, turn around and wave to the crowd to let them know you're okay. There seemed to be some concern. So I turn around and wave to the crowd, and I realize I'm not looking at the crowd. They're in a completely different place than where I perceive them to be. You know what I mean? I didn't realize how bad the wreck was. And then when I saw everyone, they're like, dude, we cannot believe you're alive. I'm like, was it that bad? They're like, yes. I'm like, to me, it was just 1.5 flip. Plenty of time to think about a whole lot of things.
They didn't have it on video or anything like that to review?
They did for a while, but they had it there. And we never got the video from Evergreen to actually post on like our social media.
It should also be noted that that night they had a rollover competition.
Mm-hmm.
Where you hit one ramp with one tire.
Sure.
And you try to roll as many times as you can.
Those losers.
The car, right?
So the winner had like two rolls.
He had three and a half.
Or three and a half rolls.
I had seven and a half.
He had seven and a half.
Boom!
In the actual race.
I didn't get a trophy.
He doubled right. The person that was trying to do that.